Do you have that person in your life, maybe in your family or at work, that you find yourself judging or looking down on? How can we let go of our judgment and be less cynical towards other people? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello my friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean serving up another stir fry of spiritual serenity, some alliteration for you. The eagle-eyed among you will have noticed that there was no episode last week. I meant to do a normal weekend show as well as the bonus meditation, but I was under the weather, unfortunately, yet another round of COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. Thankfully, I am feeling better. Thanks to everyone who's joined the Facebook group and entered the Nature Photography Competition. You only have a few more days. Please keep them coming. You can choose the mindfulness prize of your choice. I've had to put back April's get-together until Saturday the 18th of May. If you'd like an invitation to that, please click the link in the description and I'll send an invite out to anyone who wants to come. We'll have a nice guided meditation, Q&A, and if we've got time, some teaching as well. Thanks to Vadaraj, who became a supporter on Patreon. Please do support the podcast if you can. It's the only income that I make from it. And do email me your suggestions for episodes or add them on the Facebook page. Today's episode was suggested by Caleb, who asks how he can be less cynical and judgmental of others. The Brazilian novelist Paulo Coelho, which I think I'm pronouncing correctly, and I learned from Google Translate that name means rabbit. He has a story about how we judge others. A young couple move into a new neighbourhood. The next morning, while they were eating breakfast, one of the couple sees their neighbour hanging the washing outside. That laundry's not very clean. They don't know how to wash correctly. Perhaps they need a better laundry soap. The laundry critic's partner said nothing. Every time their neighbour hung the washing out to dry, the same comments were made. A month later, the washing critic was surprised to see a nice clean wash in the line and said to their partner, "Look, they finally learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught them how to do it." And their partner replied, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." The point of the story is obvious, that we view other people through the lens of our own experience, and frequently when we judge other people harshly, which everyone does, including me, we're reflecting ourselves as much as the other person. In Caleb's case, the person who suggested this episode, he finds himself judging other people that he works with, seeing them as lazy or incompetent. So Caleb asks, how can he be less judgmental? Well, Caleb, I very much understand this. As you say in your email, it can feel as though people are not just inconsiderate, but malicious, and that can lead us to verbalise our judgments to other people, swaying them to our perspective. So why do we do it? Why can't we just be like the Beatles and let it be? Well, there's lots of reasons why we're judgmental, and it's really worth being aware of all of them so that we can clean our own dirty windows. The principal reason is that as human beings, we're hardwired to take incomplete data and make choices and judgments based on what we think will happen. We recognize patterns, and that results in a concept in social psychology called fundamental attribution error. We assume that someone's current behavior is a reflection of who they are rather than a reflection of the circumstances they face. And the classic archetype of this is seeing someone who's angry, and you can either see them as a bad person or someone who's having a bad day, or that person's late because they're selfish, or are they late because they get stuck in traffic. And we'll tend as humans to see them as a bad person because we like to pigeonhole people into boxes in our mind. We have certain preconceived views of men and women, younger and older people, richer or poorer, and many other characteristics that come with a default setting in our mind that can then be confirmed by one experience. A lot of this comes from our cultural norms and what defines a good person in our community. And of course, one final reason why we judge others is that we live in a competitive, hierarchical world, and putting someone else down makes us feel a little bit better about our own insecurities. We might have grown up in a competitive environment where people were judged, and that's what feels normal to you. It's a bit of an Irish stereotype, but I grew up in a massive family of 7 kids, and it led to me being competitive and sometimes judgmental of other people. It's really important to explore and be aware of the roots of judgment, because it's potentially a dangerous thing. We can consciously think that all human beings are valid and that we don't want them to suffer, but when we start to judge people, we begin to label and dehumanize them, the start of a slippery slope which has led to some of the greatest moments of suffering in human history. If someone is a bad person, then we root for their comeuppance. We wish for them to experience the suffering that we perceive them to cause other people, like the villain in a movie. But the reason why most villains in movies are poorly written is because the writers miss the truth of the human experience, which is that there are no bad people. People are born good, people have an inherent Buddha nature, and through ignorance, the influence of the people around them, and just learning to survive in difficult experiences, they end up behaving in a particular way in a particular moment. And what that means when you take it to its logical conclusion is that we are the villains in the eyes of some other people. You'll be having a bad day and maybe you inconsiderately cut someone off in traffic or answer someone in an abrupt way. It happens to all of us. You're not a villain, of course. It was your experiences that brought you to that moment in your life. All that mindfulness asks of you is to extend that compassion to other people. Compassion starts with understanding. Understanding starts with observing and listening. Make an effort to understand what that person is going through. If it's someone that you work with who is constantly missing deadlines, you can either jump to the conclusion that they're being lazy or malicious, or you can talk to them, find out what's going on with them. They're struggling, there's probably a reason why. It could be workload, it could be lack of confidence, or it could be something outside work. I once talked to someone I worked with who was struggling to deliver their work on time. I found out they had a medical condition that meant that they were in agony almost all the time. It transformed how I felt about the situation, and I was able to support them to better cope with work. Thich Nhat Hanh once said that if we could see true reality, we wouldn't judge, we wouldn't feel angry. Without that curiosity to find out what's going on with someone, we'd be stuck feeling resentful and end up demonizing them. This isn't easy though, especially if you're feeling there's people who aren't pulling their weight or acting unfairly towards you. When I was younger, I said to myself, why should I be compassionate when no one is acting compassionate towards me? I felt for a long time, and still do sometimes, that I'd be better off pulling back and defending myself from the bad intentions of other people, rather than extending my compassion to others and getting hurt. But there's a danger of perpetuating a cycle here. You were wronged in the past, so now you're less compassionate to people. Your less compassionate actions mean that people see you as a villain and treat you more harshly. This confirms all of your beliefs around other people, and so the cycle goes on and on. It can leave you in a very lonely place if you can't make the conscious choice to see other beings as fundamentally good people who have gone through difficult experiences. Please don't take this as me saying that it's okay for you to be abused by other people. It's never acceptable. Thich Nhat Hanh was very clear that your compassion for other people should not lead to your mental health being damaged. Nothing is more important than your peace, your joy. So as a suggestion, an invitation, I would invite you to notice when you're having judgmental thoughts this week. Smile to them. Don't judge yourself for having judgmental thoughts. But if you do have a judgmental thought for having a judgmental thought, you can smile to that too. Use that bell of mindfulness as an opportunity to direct compassion towards the person that you're judging, saying, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. And then I want you to have a conversation with that person and just find out what's going on with them. You don't have to pry, just learn a little about them. Turn them into a real human being in your mind. So let's do a guided meditation on that right now. I'd like you to think of someone that you have some judgmental thoughts about and picture them in your mind while we meditate, and we're going to wish them well. This is very good for your spiritual health, like eating bran flakes. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave. And gently, and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I notice a judgmental thought about the person. Breathing out, I smile to the thought. Judgmental thought, smiling. breathing in. I notice the feelings associated with the judgmental thought. Breathing out, I smile to those feelings. Noticing feelings, smiling. Breathing in, I notice the beliefs I hold about that person. Breathing out, I let go of my beliefs about that person. Noticing beliefs, letting go. breathing in, I see the true Buddha nature of the person. Breathing out, I see that they are suffering just as I am suffering. Buddha nature, seeing their suffering. Breathing in, may they be happy and peaceful. Breathing out, may they see themselves through the eyes of understanding and compassion. May they be happy and peaceful. May they see themselves through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort or tension, and taking a moment to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we leave, a mindfulness homework for this week. So pick one person who you find yourself having judgmental thoughts about. Practice directing compassion towards that person. May be happy, may be peaceful. And then find out a little bit more about them. Have a couple of conversations. Get to know them as a person. Round them out as a human being in your mind. And may be happy. May be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán will ya, and I'll see you next time.
I built my life around